Andreas and I am looking now forward to your questions.
Thanks a lot. So we could start with the questions, please.
Sure, ma'am. I'll open up the question and answer session. Thank you. Participants, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star one to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. We will now take a first question from Sebastian Obert from SocGen.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen, and hello, Kerstin. Sebastian here from SocGen. I have one or two questions with regards to your view on an improved business outlook for the second half of the year. What gives you the confidence, and in which areas do you really expect the pickup? Since yesterday we had also the warning from Infineon that has flagged that it does not expect the pickup in the demand from the consumer electronics industry, and flagging that most industry analysts also have to bring down the expectations with regards to car production, that they expect now to be down in the mid-single-digit range, just compared to being flattish. So I was wondering where your optimism for the second half comes from. Thank you.
Yeah, hello, Sebastian. Thank you for your question. We believe that now our customers have shut down CapEx, spent a lot. But there is a big pressure for them to invest into the future technologies. And we see that, or expect that these investments will go into automation, and that there we are well positioned to help our customers to improve their efficiency. And that, for example, we see in the battery business of the automotive customers, more or less worldwide, and as well in China, after now we ramped up our capacities last year, we see signs of an increased demand for automation. Perhaps it's as well that we believe that we are better positioned in the Chinese market meanwhile and have a better access to as well local customers. So and increase our product portfolio, that as well is for sure an aspect, and bring new robot types to the market. Or the Quantec, a new but our new butter and bread robot will go into the market from next week on. That are the aspects we have in mind when we believe that the second half of the year might be developing better than the beginning of the year.
Okay, and then if I may, one follow-up question on Swisslog. We have seen orders down about 10%. We have seen competitors in the area of logistics like Kion with Dematic, but also others, seeing a nice increase in order intake. Is it just for the lumpiness of the business that you were down about 10%? So that could be about one project, or is it a trend that also here demand is slowing, or that decisions are getting pushed out? Just to get a feeling what is going on in the logistics space.
Sebastian, maybe I can take up that question. So if we compare 2017-2018, we had some big tickets in 2017, which we were not able to have again, such big tickets in 2018. But if we look at the long-frist trend on logistics market, we see that it is a really growing market by a good digit number. And if we look at what we see currently and where we are in a good position in negotiation with customers, we really think that we will have a good order intake in the year 2019 as well. So it's a good market. We have good projects like what you see at the Logimark, for example, and we are in some pool positions. Yeah? So I'm comfortable in Swisslog that we will do that in 2019.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, I repeat, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. It appears there are no further questions at this time, ma'am. I'd like to turn the conference back to you for additional remarks.